Katrina van den Heuvel, who will be joining us via video link, has been called one of the primary voices of American political liberalism. She's the editor and publisher of the liberal magazine The Nation, and is known particularly for her writing on U.S.-Russia relations and critiques of the American far right. In recent years, her focus has shifted to climate change, and she has been instrumental in lobbying the U.S. media at large to end their complacency and change their approach to coverage of the climate crisis. Please enjoy Katrina van den Heuvel via video link.
Hello, I'm Katrina van den Heuvel, and I'm delighted to be part of this event addressing Daily Maverick's The Gathering, Earth Edition. The Nation and the Daily Maverick are partners via Covering Climate Now, the global media collaboration that The Nation co-founded in 2019 with Columbia Journalism Review. In the intervening 4 years, Covering Climate Now has grown to more than 500 partner news outlets that reach a total audience of more than 2 billion people around the world. The Nation is proud of its role in launching this unprecedented effort to improve how journalists everywhere cover the defining story of our time, the accelerating climate emergency, and crucially, its solutions. This mission aligns with the nation's history. We were founded after the Civil War in the United States by abolitionists, and we have championed issues of peace, justice, human rights, and environmental sanity for many years. Of course, the public needs to understand the crisis and what is driving it, mainly the burning of oil, coal, and gas. But equally, if not more important, people need to understand that humanity already possesses nearly all the knowledge and tools we need to decarbonize our economies while also giving people a better quality of life. Tools such as solar and wind power, regenerative agriculture, ideas such as expanding forests rather than clear-cutting them. What has been lacking is political will, not technological solutions, but the political will by government officials to turn aside big oil and other vested interests and rapidly bring to bear the technologies that work. Covering Climate Now also believes that the public needs to know what is causing the climate emergency, or more precisely, who is causing it. One of Covering Climate Now's core projects is called Climate Crimes. Launching the project 2 years ago in collaboration with The Guardian, Mark Kurtzgaard wrote these words, quote, "Every person on Earth today is living in a crime scene." That crime, Mark went on to explain, consisted of ExxonMobil and most of the world's other leading oil and gas companies lying for more than 40 years about climate change. Brilliant investigative reporting has established that fossil fuel companies knew perfectly well by the 1970s that continuing to burn ever more oil, gas, and coal would raise global temperatures to levels that would decimate the land and people living on those lands and threaten the existence of civilization as we know it. They knew that because their own scientists were telling them so, yet the executives of these companies decided not to share this knowledge with the public or policymakers, or for that matter, with journalists. Instead, they not only kept it secret, but actively lied about it, spending countless millions of dollars on advertising and other forms of public relations that, in the words of an internal planning document, would, quote, reposition global warming as theory rather than fact. As a result of this lying and the company's related efforts to block strong climate action by government at all levels, fossil fuel consumption has continued to rise these past 40 years. Indeed, most of the greenhouse gases now overheating the planet were released after these companies knew full well that continuing to burn their products would unleash devastating heat waves, droughts, storms, and sea level rises for decades to come. Those climate impacts and the horrifying toll they take on people and the economies all over the world was what Mark Kurtzgaard was referring to when he wrote that every person on Earth today is living in a crime scene. At the moment, that crime's playing out most cruelly in the Horn of Africa. An estimated 23 million men, women, and children are now starving in Kenya, Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia, Eritrea, due to a record-breaking drought that would not be happening except for climate change. Scientists with an extraordinary project called the World Weather Attribution Initiative, based at Oxford University in the UK, calculated that man-made climate change made the drought, now afflicting the Horn of Africa, 100 times more likely. And like most of the extreme weather unleashed by climate change, the Horn of Africa drought is a textbook case of climate injustice, for the people being hit the hardest did essentially nothing to cause climate change. This climate crime is manifestly unfair, unspeakably sad. But Covering Climate Now and the nation firmly believe that shining a light on this crime is not an act of despair, but an act of empowerment. For only when people and policymakers know the cause of a problem can they take the steps needed to truly fix that problem. It's not enough to call for a rapid expansion of climate-friendly energy sources and farming practices, as vital as those are. We also have to stop doing things that destroy our climate. You know this. The science is unequivocal. The world must rapidly phase out fossil fuels, and most of the Earth's remaining oil, gas, and coal reserves must be left underground, unburned. The ExxonMobils and Saudi Aramcos of the world and their myriad financial backers and political allies fiercely resist that idea. The resulting fight between the climate wreckers' determination to keep burning oil, coal, and gas, despite knowing it will create an unlivable planet for today's young people, and the equally ferocious determination of those young people and other engaged citizens to preserve a climate that can support civilization as we know it, will determine humanity's future. Accurate, fair, and fearless journalism is an essential component of that fight for a livable future. Like all of us at The Nation and the 500 plus other partners of Covering Climate Now, that's the kind of journalism that Daily Maverick strives to provide. We are honored to call the Maverick our colleague.